Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Got a lot of good stuff coming up for you the rest of the show. Got to take on Woods next. We got Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, coming up at 8:35. Interested to hear his experiences in a new major league city, at least a temporary new major league city.
So we had Dennis Lynn on yesterday. Yeah. He was not all that fond of his accommodations.
Correct, which happens.
Where the Athletic put him up.
Yeah.
Said it was close, but not a great hotel. It was a really tiny room.
Yeah.
Now, I heard some of the Padres say that wherever they're staying, which is probably usually
a nice place.
Yeah, it's usually a nice place.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's Carlton in the name. Sometimes there's Seasons in the name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they have in Sacramento.
As nice as Sacramento can be.
It's whatever. But
it's
they
got
said,
Hampton.
Yeah,
it's got Hampton in the name in Sacramento.
The Hamptons
extended
are supposed to be very
stay.
Nice. Yeah. But yeah. They said their accommodations were really
good
first time there. So hopefully Jesse has a good room. And
I saw
him posting some pictures yesterday.
I was texting with Jesse yesterday. He said, at least it's not cold.
Yes.
It was so cold in Chicago.
Yeah, bitter cold. Well, thanks for being here. However you consume this program, we really, really appreciate it. Couldn't do what we do without you guys out there listening. So I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Now, I needed to bring this up again since I potentially ruined your life yesterday morning. You and I are preparing for a Friday night work event, essentially, but it's not connected to here. We're emceeing or roast. We're the roast masters of a roast of my father-in-law, Scott, on Friday night. And we're in tuxedos, the whole bit. It's going to be great. I'm nervous about that we're going to be good. But I'm really also nervous about the other roasters because none of them can find any material on him to roast him for. And I mentioned yesterday that my mother-in-law asked for your mom's email. And I said, I think she's going to invite your parents. And you flipped out. You freaked out. Your face went white, panicked. And you said, I don't know that I want them there so I can be edgy on stage, Dice Man. And so what's the resolution?
They're coming.
They are coming.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Or are you more nervous?
A little bit. We talked it over. It's funny because my mom said she actually felt the same way because she used to have to give in her job that she had. She used to have to talk to like big groups.
Yeah.
She said, I always felt more comfortable when it was just strangers in the crowd as opposed to people that I actually like new.
Really? See, yeah. I'm the opposite. I like a security blanket there. I want to look over and
see someone, like a confident, a reassuring face.
And know that I can get, you know, at a bare minimum, I can get a laugh from you or Paulie or my wife or something. You know what I mean? As opposed to when we had to go speak, what was that thing we spoke at? What were they called? The old guards? What was it?
The Scripps Ranch Old Pros.
The Old Pros.
Yeah.
Bro, they threw us in a room with like 70 guys, and they're staring at us, and I didn't know one single solitary soul. And I was really nervous about that. But if I'm at a live broadcast, and I look out in the audience, I see 10, 12, 15, 20 tier ones that I know, and I know I'm going to get a laugh from them, that makes me feel good.
See, I guess I think that if I see a room with 70 people I don't know, whether I'm good, bad, whatever, probably not going to have to run into those people again. So my performance feels, the pressure is off a little bit. But when I know, oh, these are tier ones, these are family members, I'm going to be seeing them constantly. If I do poorly, they're going to remember, and I'm going to have to, oh, yeah, remember.
But
remember when you were terrible being the roast master, and you... Then I have to remember that forever. But if it's just a bunch of strangers, it's like I don't ever have to think about it again. Yeah, I was bad, but it's not like people are bringing it up constantly because I'm not running into these people again.
Yeah, that's true. It's why, you know, people that are able to go on stage and tell jokes and things like that, I mean, to kind of bare your soul, knowing, you know, it's really hard to get a laugh from people. Well, I'm glad they're coming because it's weird because I feel better knowing they're coming because now I think I can at least get a laugh out of them.
The hardest thing for me to really wrap my mind around.
Your rump around, you almost said.
Yeah, my rump.
To wrap your rump around.
Is trying to be funny while being somewhat mean at the same time.
It's not easy.
It's not.
I'm a really good roastee. You can roast me all day. I don't care. Have a ball. Like, there's nothing off limits as far as... I've been roasted. It was super, super funny. I laughed my ass off. Now, my radio partner at the time did not think it was funny. I loved it. You couldn't go low enough for me. I laughed hysterically. But to get up and actually be mean to someone is difficult.
You joked that, you know, now I can't tell the dirty jokes.
Right.
It's not so much the dirty jokes. It's that you have to insult people.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to insulting people. And if you try to tell a funny roast
That's
joke
you.
And it falls flat.
Yeah, it sucks.
Then it's just a mean comment
Correct.
That you made that no one finds any humor in. And then you're the jerk standing up there on the stage just being mean and not funny. So you have to be funny in a roast or you're just an a-hole. You're just a mean a-hole on stage.
Yeah.
And that's the risk when you're doing something like this.
I think it's, you know, also just don't do anything personal, right? Don't be like, you know,
we can't not be personal.
Sure. Personal appearance, right? Stay away from personal appearance. You know what I mean? That's kind of a line you don't cross. You know, you don't make fun of somebody's. Well, maybe you do.
I mean, if we had Raiders owner Mark Davis and we were roasting him, you mean we can't talk about his hair?
His hair. You have to.
You have to. You kind of have to.
You're right.
That's a prime roasting target right there. And that's personal appearance.
Yeah.
You might be sensitive about that. You don't know what people are and are not actually sensitive about and what they're going to remember for years to come. Like, I can't believe you went there. And I don't mean any harm by it. It's, you know, this is all out of respect and fun. But yeah.
Now you got me more nervous than I was. Now I'm kind of a wreck about it. Great. I'm going to have a cocktail before, for sure. Sure. Like a big one, a stiff one, big, stiff cocktail.
Don't leave me out there by myself.
I won't. I won't just pass out.
Yeah.
I did.
What's just sleeping on the couch in the back?
Well, and it's kind of an older crowd. And I asked my mother-in-law, I'm foul-mouthed. Like, I'm a foul-mouthed person. I curse a lot.
Gas station said, kids off-limits, yes. Wives off-limits, yes.
Yeah.
People who didn't ask to be involved in that spotlight off-limits. I don't know anyone at this roast who actually did ask to be involved.
Yeah.
Other than us. We were asked, and we happily are involved.
I think that his wife is, you can roast
on
Susie.
Well,
yeah.
She kind of organized it.
Correct.
So she better be. somewhat.
She's scary,
receptive.
Though, because she'll look at you and laugh and then also come up behind you and prison shank you and walk away and never forgive you. She's like that. So she's
your
a little scary.
Mother-in-law.
She is. She's terrifying.
She's just an acquaintance for me, but she's your mother-in-law.
Which is why you're going to be the one that has to roast her. I'm actually going to be worthless. I'm not saying anything. They're very great and kind, but I can't go blue. I can't curse, which is going to be very difficult for me, especially after a drink or two.
You can't curse.
I'm not allowed. I mean, she said I wouldn't, which means if she says I wouldn't, that means don't.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the way I
roll. Is this going to be the cleanest, nicest roast in the history of roasts?
It might be. It very well might be. But I
tell you about Scott. He is so nice.
So generous, so kind, so handsome. His only flaw, really, in my eyes, is that he roots for the Dodgers. And he's kind of a Dodger fan about it. He does the pat on the head. Oh, Padre's looking really good.
Oh,
and I'm like,
So that is a different class. I know a couple of
Dodgers fans.
You know
those Dodgers
who are
like that. Yeah.
But they aren't.
Patronizing.
Yes. They're
no,
not.
I root for you guys.
Yeah, they're
I
not.
I root for you guys.
They're
Shut
not,
up.
They're not the, Padres stock kind of Dodgers fans. They're like,
Oh,
I like this new rivalry we've got going. You guys are
pretty good.
Doing really well.
They pat you on the... Mm-hmm. They pat you on the head and say, oh, no, I mean, look, it's pretty cool. Jackson Merrill, that's good. You guys got a guy locked up and spending a little money. I want to get your thoughts, too, as we're talking about this, because the thing I'm getting roasted for, and I have no rebuttal. Usually I have a decent rebuttal. The wild card banner that we hung, Dodger fans have found it at Petco Park, and they are having a field day with it.
Now, the Padres have banners for every year they made the playoffs. 1984 National League champions. 1998 National League champions. By the way, the only two seasons in Padres history where they started 9-2, 1984 and 1998. Now 2025.
But a Dodger fans was at Petco Park. They saw it. They're like, oh my god! They actually hung this little. You've seen it, I'm sure. The little wild card.
They have a banner for the farthest they got. So 2000. 1996 NLS champion. 2005 NLS champion. 2006 NLS champion. And then recently they have the NL Division Series winner in 2022.
Yep.
Wild card winner in 2024.
Yep.
That's the farthest they got. They were the wild card winner.
And
if they had lost that series, it would have just said NL wild card participant or whatever just got to the NL wild card. They have a banner for every time they made the playoffs.
Yeah, Junior says, we may not have a lot, but what we have, we value a lot. I have no rebuttal to it. I don't know that I would have hung one of those.
I think it's embarrassing.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
So should there be no banners at all at Petco Park?
Yeah.
Not even the national champion?
Pennants.
84-98, that's all?
Yeah, pennant. You win the pennant, that's a big friggin' deal, man. Period. It's a big deal.
Division? What about division?
I think one banner that lists, like, the years, like, you add to it.
You add to it. That's pretty good.
They do that at Viejas with the Aztecs years they won the Mountain West.
But
regular season tournament, just add the years to it.
We beat the Braves in two games. Woo.
Yeah.
I mean, getting to the playoffs is an accomplishment. In baseball.
Less than it used to be.
A little bit.
Less than, like, you're expected to make the playoffs. I don't know. I have no rebuttal for it. I'm like, all right, you got me.
So the Dodgers, like, the year they won 106 games.
Yeah.
And they ended up as a wild card.
Right.
But they did win the division series.
Correct.
But then they lost in the World Series. Or no, the NLCS?
In the NLCS.
So they get nothing for that year. 106 wins, getting to the NLCS. They don't get a banner.
They didn't win the division.
Any sort of anything. They didn't win the division.
I don't think they hung the World Series.
I don't think they hung it. I don't think they hung anything.
Nothing for 106 wins.
I've never been. I mean, I've been, but I haven't looked.
Better season than I think all but like 27 other franchises have ever had in the history of baseball. That's not worth. It's not worth a single thing for the Dodgers.
I don't know. It's an interesting conversation.
I've never liked it. It feels like you're trying to force fake good history.
It's
like
it is good to do that.
I mean, wasn't 2022 a really cool, awesome season though?
Yes.
Made the playoffs, beat the Dodgers in the playoffs, but technically by the you got to win a pennant, that's a nothing season for the Padres. It's not worthy of memory, it's not worthy of recognition at all.
Yeah. No banner. I kind of agree. Well, again, it's a good troll on their part. That's a good thing to troll us for. You're absolutely right.
I've always thought it's stupid that Ted Williams is in the Padres Hall of Fame. He didn't play for the Padres.
I know.
He played for the PCL Padres.
Yeah.
It's different Padres, but they had the name Padres. He had the name Padres
He's
on his
from
jersey.
Here.
He's from here, but he played for the PCL Padres.
Okay.
But, I mean, there is definitely, you know.
That seems like, hey, we don't have a great history. We need somebody. Let's Ted Williams
in. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Patriots.
Warriors.
Once you've won a ton of titles, the wild card, the division titles fall kind of flat. When you're a franchise that has won nothing, you want to have a few things to rally around and celebrate.
Yeah, true. It's true. It's not. I'm not offended by it. It's a really good troll on that
part. I think
it's
like settling.
What I'm saying. It's not.
I mean, if the Padres went off, ran off a string and won five World Series in the next 12 years, you might lose some of the banners at that point.
That's true.
That would be great. That's the ultimate goal, that we can take down the wild card and the division series winning banners in 15 years because we got our four World Series banners up. That would be great.
Fair enough.
But until then, I'm okay with having the other banners
up. At the end of the day, I'm not going to go under and take pictures under it and be like, hell yeah. I mean, it was still a fun year, had a great year, but...
Look, if I hate to say it, but yeah, if I were a Dodger fan, that's like the biggest target I'd be using.
Bro, as growing up a Yankee fan, 1918 was the greatest chant ever. You couldn't get a better troll. Yeah. There's no better troll than 1918. The whole stadium with T-shirts, 1918, and then
in 2003, and that ended.
And then it ends.
It's over.
And those
you
shirts,
can't do it anymore.
Those shirts are now used to wash your car on the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, so I would use it too. It's a great troll. Well done.
Yeah, it's accurate. There's no real rebuttal to it.
Correct. There's no rebuttal.
That's why we want to win one so badly.
So badly.
Really just to eliminate that as a potential troll by Dodgers fans. Finally get your one. You can't say it as much anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why we didn't want the Dodgers to get the one last year.
That's right.
Like, feel like, hey, all right, yeah, we don't have one, but you don't have a real one since 1988.
Yeah, so, I know.
You know,
1988
you
was a good that much. Was a good chant. It was,
and now they can, and so that's why last year hurt extra.
Getting a text, people wanting us to record the roast on Friday. That is not happening. We're going to make people put their cell phones in those little special bags like they do in high schools now. None of this can leak.
They used to televise all the big roasts.
This is not a big roast.
Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. And they'd all roast each other. You know, they just take turns.
Oh, it was
like,
so good. I watched a couple.
Each other.
I watched a couple for inspiration, and we're not going to be as good as they
Don
are.
Rickles would get up there. And
you can't. He's unbelievable. I mean, it actually makes you sad because you realize I couldn't do anything close to this. So Guz says, can we get an invite to the party? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No chance. It's not a tier one event. Someday we may do
a roast. I'm sure you'll get a well-curated recap on Monday morning next week.
I may run a little tape in my pocket. You never know. Might have to get a little bit. Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. We'll do you guys a favor.
But no unauthorized posting of anything before we all discuss it.
Correct.
Afterwards.
Yep.
All right. We need a contestant for Take on Woods. Didn't have a winner yesterday, so still looking for our first qualifier for this month's grand prize. It is a trip to Vegas, MGM Grand, $150 gift card, concert tickets to Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. Call now and get in the queue, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, our five-question musical trivia challenge. Tier 1 V Woods is coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
First, we'd like to tell you about our favorite card room in San Diego, 7 Mile Casino. We've been talking about it for years and years. But before we started talking about it, I had passed by 7 Mile, and honestly, I was skeptical. Thought, well, I mean, it's right there. It can't be great, right? I know about this place. And then I walked in, and I go, man, this place is actually fantastic. It's upscale. It's clean. It's friendly. It's comfortable. It's really a nice spot to hang out, play cards, and have a good time.
It really is. And I was with you that day, and we walked in. We both kind of elbowed each other and went, wow, this is pretty cool. And a lot of the tier ones came out last year for the series when we played the Dodgers opening day. It was amazing to see so many out there. Hopefully a lot of you have been back. And if you haven't gone back, make it a priority to get down there. You'll love the food. You'll love the people. You'll love the smoke-free environment. And you'll love the proximity to downtown. It's just 7 minutes away.
Open 24/7. I mean, San Diego didn't have a lot of places like that. So, check it out when you get a chance. Do it soon, though. Head down to 7 Mile Casino on Bay Boulevard, just 7 minutes from downtown.
What kind of programs does this
school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The old ump scorecard is out. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. John Libka, then. A couple of impactful calls, but nothing crazy. 93% called ball accuracy, 91% called strike accuracy, a little bit above average there, a little bit below average for called ball accuracy, but not bad. I thought it looked worse than
I think,
I thought.
Because there were a couple of early ones that were noticeable, it kind of heightens your radar for bad calls
for the rest
the whole
of the game. Yeah.
If those had come just in the fifth inning, we're like, hey, missed one, you probably wouldn't notice as much, but I think you were paying attention to it more closely.
Yep.
Like the second pitch of the game from Michael King was a perfect pitch.
Yep. Didn't get it.
On the inside corner, and he didn't get it. And then, so now you're going like, oh, are we heading toward one of those kind of performances by the home plate umpire? But they all tend to be in the same general vicinity of missing about 5 to 6% of calls.
That's about right.
That's what they do. You can't really miss much if you want to win at Take on Woods. We got some contestants online. Let's get to it. It's time to play our game. Take on Woods, brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And speaking of security, someone in the YouTube chat yesterday accused Woods of getting the answers in advance. That is not... That's an insult to me. I would never,
give
Woods
him
the answers. I want Woods to lose. You know me. I am cheering against him. I'm cheering for the tier ones, and today I'm cheering for Howard, who is our contestant. Hello, Howard.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. I will keep it fair, but I will root for you to try to qualify for our grand prize. It's a trip to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, $150 gift card, and two tickets to your choice to see Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. All three shows now on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And you get to pick the category here to give you a little advantage. We've got, without a doubt, five song titles and artists with the word without. Seventh inning stretch. Tier 1 Scott contributed this one. It is song titles and artists with a Major League Baseball team in the name. And our new category, Lost and Found. Five musical answers that contain found somewhere. So, without a doubt, seventh inning stretch or lost and found. Howard, what would you like to play?
Let's try it without a doubt.
Without a doubt. All right, today's category features five song titles and artists, all containing the word without. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's still time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Paulie's going to play the music. You need to give me that song title and the artist. Remember, somewhere in it, the word without to score that point. Howard, are you ready to play?
Do it.
All right. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category without a doubt. Howard, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Oh, gosh.
With his distinctive baritone voice, Ivan Doroshuk is the lead singer for which Canadian band famous for the safety dance?
Men at Work.
Incorrect. Eminem announced his 2002 return with a new album in which biting single intended as a sequel to The Real Slim Shady.
Without Me.
Correct. Which 1987 lead single from the Joshua Tree album became the first number one hit for the band U2?
With or Without You.
Correct. Three Doors Down never quite matched the success of their debut single Kryptonite, but they came close with which 2003 song about being away from the person you love?
Here Without You.
Correct. Go back to our two-second song.
Clouds Without Dreams.
No, you got three right, which is not bad, and you were so close the other one. You said Men at Work, but it was Men Without Hats. You got to remember the category there in there. And the two-second song, Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. So let's bring in Woods. Stay on the line there, Howard. Your score is now locked in. Woods gets the same five questions, the same 60 seconds, but he does it without the category.
All right, going dry.
Going dry. Yeah. Going 60 seconds here. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Howard.
Eyes Without a Face, Billy Idol.
Correct. With his distinctive baritone voice, Ivan Doroshuk is the lead singer for which Canadian band famous for the safety dance?
Men Without Hats?
Correct. Eminem announced his 2002 return with a new album and which biting single intended as a sequel to The Real Slim Shady?
I'll come back to it.
Which 1987 lead single from the Joshua Tree album became the first number one hit for the band U2?
With or Without You?
Correct. Three Doors Down never quite matched the success of the debut single Kryptonite, but they came close.
Here Without You.
Correct. Let's go to Eminem announced his 2002 return with a new album and which biting single intended as a sequel to The Real
Without Me?
That is correct, and that is a 5-for-5 again for Woods, who wins 5-3. Howard, I'm sorry.
What was the category?
Without a doubt. Eyes like, without a face, men like, without
hats. What category could have Eminem, Billy Idol, and without men
me,
without hats?
With or without you, and here without you.
I wrote face, eye, hats. I was like,
oh,
what?
You write down a little,
I write little tips for myself.
No, it was the conjunction. It was without.
Oh, my God. That was challenging. That was a grind. That was
five,
like,
though. Very
that was
good.
Like, that was like 90 pitches and 4 1/3, and I mean that was a grind.
All right, you're 2-for-2 this week, and I believe 10-for-10 on questions. We'll have another game for you tomorrow at this time.
Better luck next time.
All right, when we come back, though, we're going to go up to Sacramento, California, and chat with our friend Jesse Angler, the voice of the Padres and the Incorporator. That is next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Can't wait, but first let me tell you quickly about my friends over at Loan Pronto. Interest rates have gone down. If you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, refi out of a high rate or do a home improvement project, Loan Pronto can make it happen in just a matter of days. You can take advantage of this opportunity and get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. You could pay off all your credit cards, pay off your car loans. The average homeowner, after doing this, cuts their monthly bills by about $1,000. So that's to you, my friends. Get more info at loanpronto.com. Inflation, higher costs, put a lot of people in a stressful financial situation. But if you do own a home, there is a way out. Loan Pronto has multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom that you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on your credit cards. Wipe them all out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get some money for that home improvement project today. It all starts by getting in contact with the experts at this Loan Pronto. Go to LoanPronto.com or call now, 619-207-4336. But if you're sitting at work today, you're thinking about this, just go to LoanPronto.com. They'll walk you through it. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Getting ready to chat with the Incorporator Jesse Agler from Sacramento after the Padres took game one of their three-game series against the Athletics 5-4 last night. But I know it's been a busy one on the San Diego roadway, so let's get the latest on traffic first from Kelly Danick. And joining us right now, not only to talk some Padres baseball, but maybe a state civics lesson as well from California's capital. Jesse Hackler is with us here on 97.3. The Fan, how's Sacramento, Jesse?
It's good. I visited with my assemblyman yesterday, wanted to make sure that everything in San Marcos was being looked after.
Good.
And I said, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
How many people can name their assemblyman? I don't even know.
No idea.
No, I don't either. And if anybody could, it would be you or I.
Know. I
and
yeah.
The fact that neither one of us can is pretty sad. But, it's my first time here, so it's nice to be able to check a city off the box. You know, I like to be a world explorer. And it's a great little area where we're staying, downtown, right across the river from the ballpark. Very, very impressed with Sacramento. I understand it'll be quite oppressive here in the summer, but just a beautiful, you know, first couple of days here. Padre fans all over the place, which is fun. And, nice little break from the usual, I would say.
Well, let's be honest. You could have been gone to Death Valley, and it would have been better than your Chicago experience. Because, I mean, anywhere you went was going to be better than Wrigley Field. And I think for the players, too, my God, like, they even looked lighter and happier being out on under the sun. And it was, Chicago was pretty nasty, man. It was nasty looking baseball, too.
Yeah, no, I think those two things are probably connected. You know, I mean, the Cubs didn't play particularly sharp either.
Yeah.
And look, I don't like when I hear in sports people say, oh, well, you know, it's the warm weather team and the cold weather team. It's not like the Cubs trained in that all winter. Those guys
right.
are all from Texas and California and the Dominican like our guys. So, you know, it's not baseball weather. It's kind of that simple. And look, we all know it happens, you know, at the start of the year in a bunch of those places. And it was even colder there yesterday. The Tigers moved their games to the afternoon this week because it's going to be so cold. In Detroit, where we go in a couple of weeks, by the way. So hopefully spring springs by the time we get there. But, it's not great baseball weather, and it's not going to lead to great baseball most of the time. But it happens. It is what it is. You get it out of the way. You move on. And I'm with you. It just everybody looked more like themselves last night, and I think that was a big reason why.
And I saw it's opening day in Cleveland, where the temperature is currently 27, feels like 8.
God.
How about this? How about
chill.
This? When they were in San Diego last week, the Guardians, it was 71 degrees in Cleveland.
Oh, they missed
what?
It.
What? Oh, my God. Nobody
deserves
Your
guys were
that.
Apoplectic talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, nobody
deserves
that.
Go home to 27 in baseball.
Instead of the 71 where it was in Cleveland. Oh. That's insane.
Could have been in San Diego this week.
Would insane.
They gotta figure out a way to do like a malleable schedule for those teams at the beginning of the season. Like look at the 10-day forecast and be like, all right, hold on. You're actually going to start at home and then we're going to move.
Yeah, it's like ever changing and ever evolving. Yeah. It's a nightmare for TJ Lucida and the traveling secretaries, I'm sure. But holy cow, man, it's so good to see this team playing so well, Jesse. My gosh, man, salvaging that game in Chicago was so massive. Coming out last night, you know, bending but not breaking. Soderstrom is a really, really good player. Put a couple of good swings on it, man. But other than that, these guys, you know, they didn't let some of the miscues snowball and break them. And I thought Michael King held in just enough to turn it over to that really good bullpen, man. They're so fun to watch.
They really are. And, you know, King walks two of the first three guys And, you know, my first thought, and I'm sure I wasn't alone in this, was like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know, after the 23 walks over the weekend against the Cubs. And, you know, he got the one double play, walked another guy, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then that was it. He didn't walk another batter. The bullpen, unsurprising at this point, didn't walk a batter the rest of the way. Kind of contended with a pretty tight strike zone, probably too tight at times last night. Tony and I talked about it a good bit because you could just see from our position Michael King's frustration, but he wasn't allowing it to be outward. He did a really good job every time he was squeezed or didn't get a little bit of a call. He did a really good job of not letting it kind of get to him, and that goes to what you're saying about things not snowballing. But he did get a little bark off at the plate umpire, John Libka, when he walked off the field. I don't know if they had it on TV.
They did.
We noticed it. Okay, good. Yeah. So he made sure to let that known. And yeah, he did a really good job of like showing the mental toughness, hanging in, you know, under those circumstances. And look, they made enough plays. It wasn't a perfectly played game by any stretch of the imagination, but that's fine. You know, perfection is a great thing to aspire to, but it's probably not realistic most nights. And so you got to be able to win those games when you're not perfect. And that's exactly what Michael King did. It's exactly what the defense did. And it's exactly what the offense did.
Talking to Jesse Angler here on Ben and Woods. And Jesse, we had a tier one in our YouTube stream this morning who said, you know, settle down, everybody. The Padres are just playing beyond their capabilities right now. And I don't know, Woods and I push back a little bit. Certainly the record, they're not going to go 9-2 every 11 games all season long. No one will, but we didn't really see the Padres doing anything, you know, like that we didn't expect them to do. Their star players are mostly playing well right now. The bullpen's good, but we thought it would be good. The starting pitching has been a little up and down. We're not seeing anything that they can't really sustain necessarily. How do you view it?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I don't really know where that take is coming from, unless they just meant, you know, from a win-loss perspective, which sure. And like, yeah, Fernando's not going to hit 381. Merrill's not going to hit 378, which is where they're sitting right now. But that's, you know, because it's April 8th. You know, I don't think that means they're playing above their capabilities. I think it means they got off to a good start. Will there be slumps? Yeah, of course. You hope that they're minimal slumps. But, I mean, Fernando right now is ultra locked in. From, I think, literally the first or second at bat on opening day, Tony has been regularly talking on the broadcast. And I'm sure on Gwynn and Chris, which you can hear afternoons 2 to 6 on San Diego's number one sports station,
yep,
97.3 The Fan, about how locked in Fernando is and about how like the chase just doesn't exist right now. That down and away slider that, you know, can be vexing at times. I mean, he's like, there's a couple flinches maybe, but that's about it. I'm using Tony words now. He's like really on time at the plate. He's really locked in. He's obviously hitting the ball hard. That one last night was hilarious. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that it's going to be 380 when you look up at the end of the year for Fernando Tatis Jr., but he's playing the kind of baseball I expect him to play. And that goes for Jackson. And that goes for Manny, who hasn't even homered yet. And Arraez is just now getting going. So, no, I think what we're seeing looks like the brand of baseball that they're going to play. And again, it was near perfect, you know, against Atlanta and Cleveland. It wasn't perfect Sunday. It wasn't perfect yesterday, but they won both of those games, and that's going to be the way it has to go.
Talking to Jesse Agler on Ben and Woods this morning, and have we talked to Jesse since Merrill? We did, didn't we?
I think it
was the contract. No, it was the day game.
It was. Okay, so it was like the next day, I think, that it happened. So Jackson Merrill extended. Uh-huh. Obviously, you know, watching him, I said it earlier, watching him last night not being able to play, it looked like he was at his dog's like burial. I mean, he looked so dejected to not be out there with his boys. And, you know, it was crazy because that day that extension happened. Then the Red Sox extended their guy, Christian. Oh, it's
Campbell.
And then Ketel Marte signs an extension. Then a couple days later, Vladdy Jr. with the massive $500 million extension. People are wanting to lock these guys up, Jesse. What were your thoughts on all those?
It's good business, right? I mean, it's the right idea. And, you know, the other thing is, I think when you look at the big mega deals, and look, Jackson's is obviously a very big deal, but I'm gonna talk about like the Vladdy Soto type deals. You know, it's amazing how much these things have gone up since like Manny and Fernando signed.
Yeah.
And I think that's like such an important thing to keep in mind, because I am sure for like a good portion of fans out there, when you see, and I don't remember the exact numbers for those guys, but when you see 13 years, $350 million or whatever for somebody like that. You're thinking, oh my gosh, 13 years, he's going to be 38, 39 years old. It's going to be backloaded. There's going to be all this money at the end. It's going to be Eric Hosmer, blah, blah, blah. Like, look at just a couple of years later, how big these deals are. You're seeing a 500 for Vladdy, the 700 for Soto. Telling you right now, there is a guy active in Major League Baseball today, very likely, who will sign $1 billion with a B dollar contract. Like, that's already, that guy is already in the big leagues. I don't know who it is.
Wow.
But like, that's very, very possible that the first guy to sign for $1 billion is already in the majors. And like, those deals at the end, they're going to look like bargains. They're going to look like bargains. Like, it's going to be no sweat off anybody's back. And I think that's kind of like the hidden thing about these super long-term deals that, you know, as fans, because we're not professionals and we're not accountants and we're not economists, you know, we can sometimes forget about is like, okay, yeah, he's going to get $30 million when he's 39 years old. But like, look what everybody else is going to be getting that far down the line. And, you know, I think that's like a really important thing to keep in mind when we talk about these big deals. And something I think we maybe don't talk about enough is, you know, like, I am so unworried about the back end of those contracts when I see these numbers start to pop up for these guys. And by the way, my sense would be it's only going to continue to go that direction, you know, for these superstars. So, it's fascinating to watch how quickly it goes up. You know, it's kind of like a crazy housing market almost. And, you know, you get in at one of those prices and then you look around a couple of years later and it's like your home has doubled in value. And you're like, wow, man, we got in lucky. We got in right at the right time. And it's a wild thing to see around the league.
I'm sitting here racking my brain on who the billion dollar player is. I'm just sitting here hoping it's not James Wood, you know, from the Nationals, who hit a monster shot last night. I'm going, who could it be? Who could be the billion dollar player, you know, at knowing right now they're probably 19, 20 years old, either in the big leagues right now or about to break through to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those Red Sox kids. I mean, their three-headed monster that they got seems to be just can't miss, all three of them. Really, Roman Anthony and the guy we just mentioned, and then Marcelo Mayer from Eastlake, just a glut of talent out there.
And they got rid of the GM who got them all.
Yeah, they sure did, man. They sure did. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Ben, are you doing Incorporator today or Jesse?
You're going to do some Incorporator.
I'm going to do it for you. Yeah. I liked the slang thing last week. Savvy B, you knocked it out of the park right before first pitch. It was a really good way to do it. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this video. It made the round on Instagram, and it was like the former mayor of Philadelphia. And we thought, you know, people are so insulting these days, and they call you bad names, and they're mean and curse words. Do you have the full clip, Paulie? All right, listen to this, Jesse. Yeah, this is the mayor of Philadelphia back in the 70s, I believe, and a reporter.
Ed Rendell?
Maybe it is.
Sure.
And the guy comes to his house and he wants to interview him for some malfeasance.
You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera.
Put it on camera.
You're a crumb bum, the three of you. And I challenge you. You're a coward. You're a yellow sneak.
Yeah.
And if you want to... Now, what I say, let's forget all the rules of this great country we live in. I will go back to that wall with the three of you. Just me.
Mayor is a
You're a
here.
Crumb creep coward.
That's how insults should be delivered.
The really Bert Lahr, cowardly lion, Wizard of Oz vibe going on
yeah,
here.
Isn't that genius?
Amazing that in the 70s people could have sounded like they were in the 20s. That's
no.
remarkable. Like, is he hanging out with Al Capone on the weekend?
He looks like he was in those circles. And I took such delight at that.
Oh, that's
and I said, we need to start calling people crumb creeps and crumb bums more. So your word tonight is, of course,
you're a real crumb bum.
Crumb bum.
Crumb
All
bum.
Right. That's beautiful.
It's greatness, man. It is greatness. Greatness.
Now, I don't think it'd be fair for you to call Tony Gwynn Jr. a crumb bum.
No.
So I would never.
Now,
see I
how
would
you
never.
Work that one in tonight, Jesse. At 7:05.
Dave Marcus, maybe.
We wondered if it would be Dave.
Yeah. He's a real crumb possibly bum. In the booth next door. Who knows?
Maybe. And if it was, you know, it's the other Max Muncy, so you're not going to call him a crumb bum. This Max Muncy, he's a thorn in my side, too.
Of course. Like, when he got that hit last night, I was like, oh, of course Max Muncy.
Of course Max Muncy gets a hit.
Like, it doesn't... there could be another Max Muncy that pops up in 25 years, and he'll have a big hit against the Padres. It's I just as long as another Justin Turner or Charlie Blackman doesn't make it to the major league.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you,
Jesse. Have a good rest of the trip in Sacramento. We'll see you back at Petco Park this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Jesse Agler, the Incorporator. Listen for a Crumb Bum tonight. 7:05 first pitch, 6:05 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I had something in my mind.
You're
and
a
I
yellow
lost
snake.
It.
You're a real crumb bum.
You're a real crumb bum. I can't wait to hear that on the broadcast tonight. I cannot wait.
He'll make
You're
it fun.
A coward. You're a yellow sneak.
Yellow sneak. I like how he says yuz. I'll take yuz back behind the wall.
All three of
yuz. All three of yuz. I love that.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, you know, watching the broadcast last night, had some real nostalgia seeing Mark Kotze, Phil Nevin,
yeah,
sitting there in the Athletics dugout as kind of the brain trust for Sacramento and sitting there. And just, I always wish well for both of those guys,
no
obviously
doubt.
Not when they're playing the Padres, but Mark Kotze is such a great guy.
Great dude, man.
I think Phil Nevin is just classic Padre, you know, had some temper tantrums during his days, but
don't we all, Ben?
You know, and I love both of those guys, and I'm happy to see them together again. Gives me real early 2000s San Diego Padres vibes to see that dugout in Sacramento.
Yeah, I hope they lose the next two, but
of
after
course,
that, go
yeah.
on a nice long winning streak.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, you don't want the owner to be successful.
Right. It's such a catch-22.
But the players,
you want Kotze and
players are kind of fun.
The players
Rooker
are really likable, man.
Soderstrom.
It's one of the most likable teams in baseball. Honestly, when you go up and down the lineup, there's Lawrence Butler, my kid. Bo loves Lawrence Butler. Like, it's some good young players, man.
Exactly. All right, we've got 1 hour to go, including Pauly Reindl with some headlines in the Reindl Report and more. Stick around. Ben and Woods continuing until 10 o'clock. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.